All right, let's get started. So this morning, the little message I have for you is called This Too Will Pass. And our verse this morning is 2 Corinthians 4:17-18. And that verse reads, "Our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal." So when crisis hits, you know, we got to do the smart things necessary to get through it. We listen to what the experts say. We make good choices. We keep moving forward, remembering at the same time that this will pass. It's not going to last forever. And I want to clarify, I'm not just talking about this corona thing. This applies to any crisis in your life, and we all either have had, are having, or will have a crisis in our life. So this today is not just about this current situation with this coronavirus. So just keep that in mind as we're going through this, but just focus on things that maybe you've gone through in your life or, again, are going through or will go through in the future that you can kick back and think about this. Write that verse down again. It's 2 Corinthians 4:17-18, that you can lean on, that this is all temporary. It's all temporary. So again, remember, when crisis hits, it's not going to last forever. The Bible says in 1 Peter 4:12, "Dear friends, don't be bewildered or surprised when you go through fiery trials, for it is not strange or unusual. This is going to happen to you." In this world, there will be times of trial and testing. It's guaranteed. Since sin entered the world, nothing works perfectly. Everything on this planet is broken. The weather, the economy, our bodies, our best plans. We can make the best plans, and they don't always work out. Nothing works perfectly in this life because sin broke everything. Isaiah 24 says, "The land suffers for the sins of its people, for they have twisted the laws of God and broken the everlasting commands. The earth has broken down in utter collapse." That's Isaiah 24. We're the ones that have caused a lot of these problems. You know, we're the ones that have been selfish or self-centered or caused problems in society and environment. That's why we're to pray the Lord's Prayer, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven," because this is not heaven. Heaven is a perfect place with no sorrow, no sickness, no sadness, no stress, and we shouldn't expect heaven on earth. One day we'll get there, but we're not there yet. We'll get through this trial. One day the coronavirus crisis will be part of our history. Soon enough, we will marvel at all that God did in the midst of this trouble as we look back from the other side. There are going to be more challenges we face and adversity to endure. I mean, who knows what the next corona crisis will be. This is part of reality on earth, but we always hope because our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweigh them all. So we fix our eyes on what is not seen. I'm sorry, let me start that over again. So this is, again, the verse that we started with. This is 2 Corinthians 4:17-18. "So our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but we fix our eyes on what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal." So just reflect, what are some ways you want to have grown spiritually, physically, and emotionally? When you look back at this time, this crisis time, when we look back 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, we look back at this time, we want to have grown during this time and not just pulled into a little ball and crawled into a corner. We want to make sure that we have grown spiritually, physically, and emotionally. So when we look back at this, we go, okay, yeah, that was a rough time, but this, this, and this. Also, what have you placed your hope in during this crisis? What have you placed your hope in during this crisis? Will it be enough to sustain you? Just ask that question. If what you're putting your hope in during this crisis, will it be enough to sustain you? All right, let us pray. God, thank you for this day. Thank you, God, that we know that this too will pass because, God, we know you're in control. And God, we just need to remember that when we go through the crisis of life, because this crisis will pass. It might not be tomorrow or the next day, but it will pass. But God, we know there's other crises on our horizon. And then until we get to heaven, we're going to be dealing with crisis. We're going to be dealing with pain. We're going to be dealing with suffering. But thank you that you are there to bring us through whatever pain, suffering, crisis that we're dealing with. God, I pray for our company. I pray for our people. I pray for our friends. God, I just lift us all up to you. Just continue to just hold us in your arms and bring us close to you, God. Thank you for all you do for us. Thank you for this time together. Thank you for letting us do this call. Pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Have a great day, everybody.